Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a fantastic idea to do. I must tell you guys a couple things. First of all, yesterday may be one of my all-time favorite programs ever that we've ever done, you know, in all my gazillion years on the air. And I was trying to figure out exactly why. And Manny had some hang on it. He said, well, it was a really good integration of Facebook and calls. You know, that it really inspired people to call up and talk about it. We could intersperse it with people's response on Facebook. And I think that was certainly part of it. It's really nice to have that integrative factor where people who can't listen live or at work or whatever can participate in the program. And people who can participate do. And it all sort of meshed together in a kind of a lovely potpourri, as far as I was concerned. So that was certainly part of it. And from Manny's point of view, because he's my producer, I mean, he really likes the integration and the. He's kind of like a DJ, right? He like a Dr. Joy DJ. Never mind. And he kind of gets to kind of orchestrate a little bit more. And I think that was true. That from a technical standpoint, that I really liked it. But I also liked it because it's a subject that you're probably not going to hear anybody else talk about ever anywhere, because it's a serious topic of talking about our own mortality and our philosophical bent toward it, and then the fact that it dealt with both the abstract and the practical of people calling with specific issues about dealing with it. But I just thought it was great. So thank you guys for participating and sharing and talking about things that are really, like the guy says, that are important to you, your family, your life. So that was great. I really enjoyed it. And I got to do DVDs. No, that was... And let me remind you, I've gotten a fair amount of feedback, actually, that I did an interview with Michael Harrison, which is somebody referred to as the talker's dude, which he definitely is the talker's dude. He's the talker's, like, super dude, like guru, like big enchilada. It's his thing. At podcastone.com, it's all podcast one is all one word, and one is spelled out up close and far out. And we did an interview, which we did last week, and he actually sent me an email and said, if you listen to it, and I said, listening to myself is not my favorite thing. He said, oh, no, you should listen. You'd like it. So I'm going to try and do that at some point in the not-too-distant future, but probably not. I wrote him back and said, look, this is Tribeca Theater and Chocolate Week, so it may not be till the weekend. But you guys can do it. And you can also call me at 855-99-37569, 855-99-DR-JOY, and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, which is basically what the program is. We suggest, but you guys are the one who really determine things. Today is actually National Zoo Lovers Day, which, according to our Facebook, is not very many people. Not very many people like zoos very much anymore, which I tend to agree with. You know, when I was a kid, I thought zoos were great until you have the sense of how small the enclosures are, even things like the San Diego Zoo or the Bronx Zoo. I mean, these are quite often animals that in the wild can roam at will, and even though they may have a relative, it's better than a cage, they still... They don't have much choice, and they have to roam where you put them, and even their area is much smaller than it would be in the wild. And then I sort of transferred my affection from zoos to aquaria until my daughter, who's a marine biologist, said, Mom, do you realize, you know, if you don't like zoos, how can you like an aquarium? It's so much smaller than the ocean. So now I sort of like, I guess, documentaries about animals that are filmed in the wild. You know, I think because we do need to know about animals, and we do need to be aware of fellow life forms. But I think there's. I'm sure I wouldn't want to be put in a cage and studied. I'm not even sure I want to be studied, let alone put in a cage and studied. So, at any rate, it is National Zoo Lovers Day, And consistent with that is certainly National Empanada Day. I don't know how people come up with these. Today in history, Harvard B School was established. There you go. Masters of the Universe. Which seems appropriate because in 1911, Heike Kamerlingh Onnes discovered superconductivity. I was going to do that, but and it just didn't have time. 1913, the 17th Amendment requiring direct election of senators becomes law. FDR in 1943 attempted to check inflation, freeze wages and prices, prohibit workers from changing jobs unless the war effort would be aided thereby, and bars rate increases by common carriers and public utilities. Ooh, not very popular. And consistently with a day at least, a mere 9 years later, Harry Truman called for the seizure of all domestic steel mills to prevent a nationwide strike. You talk about the power of the presidency. Hmm. On a more cheerful note, Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run to surpass Babe Ruth's 39-year-old record. Mm-hmm. I was reading a biography of Roger Maris, mm-hmm. who apparently was the world's best athlete. He was just an all-round great baseball player mm-hmm. until he started hitting home runs. And then basically all the rest of his skills just kind of withered on the vine. And he was miserable because people hated him for breaking Babe Ruth's record.
Yeah.
And the asterisk.
What's crazy about that, too, is he was playing for the team that Babe Ruth played for.
Yeah. And people liked Mickey Mantle but didn't like Roger Maris, which is, in retrospect, exactly the wrong way we should have done it. And the whole thing about the asterisk, because it was a shorter, his was a longer season, mm-hmm. but Babe Ruth actually had three more at-bats than Roger Maris did. So it was an unfair asterisk. It was just, that legends die hard. We cling to them even when they're completely inappropriate.
Did you ever see that movie, 61?
I think I did, actually.
I think it was Barry Pepper that played Roger Maris.
Played Roger Maris.
And Thomas Jane played Mickey Mantle. I think Billy Crystal directed it.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. There's there's a new movie out called about, it's got Hank Aaron, and I think it's got Roger Maris, and it's about, maybe it's called Homers or something. It's the Tribeca Film Festival, I'll find it for you and see if I can find it, but it's, it's just amazing how much, as I said, we cling to these notions of heroes, that they have to be bigger than life.
Yeah.
Frank Robinson took over the Cleveland Indians as baseball's first African-American manager in 1975. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems appropriate to say, because spring training, I guess, started yesterday.
No, the actual regular season started on Sunday.
Did it?
Yeah, the Cubs and Cardinals played on Sunday, and then
I guess different teams have different opening days, because I remember that quite often opening day wasn't necessarily in your ballpark.
Yeah, I mean technically,
half of them are obviously not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, and technically Sunday was, I guess, technically opening day because the Cubs and Cardinals played a game that counted, but they were the only team that played on Sunday. And then
if it doesn't happen to you, Manny, it doesn't happen.
But the rest of the teams played and opened their seasons on Monday.
Yeah. So
that just always cracks me up with it's opening day in baseball and teams are playing, right? No, just two teams are playing.
Yeah, just somebody who wanted to get their leg up, sort of thing. Yeah.
And
I've been an opening day for years, especially in Boston where it snowed. It snowed on me. I don't think this year, but it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big sign in one of the papers yesterday that said year one AD, which is after Derek, because Jeter's no longer playing. So much. What can I tell you? Yeah. All righty. 855-993-7569. Whether you're a baseball fan or think that spring will never come to your area. There's very good news there. Apparently an aluminum battery is talking about a 1 minute phone charge. That'd be pretty cool.
Sign me up.
The question is, how long does the charge last? Not how long does it take to charge it, as far as I'm concerned.
Because it's kind of like E85 gas, where it's cheaper, but it's going to burn out quicker.
See, I don't care how long it takes to charge it. I want to know how long the charge is going to last. But we'll get to that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I told you that's what we talk about around here. All right, so I'm just, I pulled up the battery story. It's actually pretty interesting. It's not only does the battery charge very quickly, it's inexpensive.
Really?
Yeah, because it uses aluminum and graphite, and both are cheap.
Right.
Okay. As opposed to lithium. Mm-hmm. They're safer, because if you were to drill through your smartphone battery, which of course makes no sense at all, it would catch fire. Good thinking!
Yeah.
But they drilled a hole through the aluminum battery with absolutely no reaction, because aluminum is pretty inert. It will continue working for a long while without catching fire. And lithium batteries can go off in an unpredictable manner in the air, the car, in your pocket. And there have been some cases of people's cell phone bursting into flames, which is certainly alarming, especially if it's in your pocket. They're saying, well, why didn't they use aluminum from the very start? It turns out that producing sufficient voltage after being recharged a bunch of times has been really a problem. Many died after just 100 charging cycles, but they found aluminum batteries can withstand more than 7,500 recharges, topping lithium-ion batteries, which usually handle about 1,000. Mine handles about 12, I think, and it just poops out. I'm constantly having to replace it. The battery has an aluminum-based negatively charged anode and a positively charged cathode. And the problem is what they used for the cathode. They said they accidentally discovered, which is, you have to give them credit for being honest, because there's so many scientific breakthroughs that are accidental. A simple solution is to use graphite, which is basically carbon. Graphite's the lead in a pencil, right?
Mm-hmm.
We identified a few types of graphite material that give us very good performance. They also used a liquid electrolyte. We're placed inside a flexible polymer-coated pouch. So it's a salt that's liquid at room temperature, so it's very safe. And it's flexible, which means you could use it for bendable devices. Pretty cool, huh?
But does it... It still doesn't say, like, how long the battery...
It doesn't say how long, which is, of course, our question.
I mean...
Yeah, because the question is how long will it hold.
Because if you're going to charge it, and it only takes a minute to charge up, does that mean it's only going to... It's only going to last for, an hour or
well, I mean, but there's a difference between charging something and holding a charge. So they're two different phenomena. So obviously that's my question as well. So we're not quite sure. But on a related note, you're not going to like the related note.
Uh-oh.
Toilets on wheels keep San Francisco neighborhood clean. I don't know. It also seems to get charges and refuse and keeping things up to date.
Is that like mobile porta potties or something? Or
yeah, that's exactly what they've got.
Okay.
They said basically neighborhoods in the Tenderloin, which Tenderloin is kind of the how do I put this gently? Every city has a Tenderloin, right? Every city has an area of the city that is resists gentrification, has a lot of homeless people, has a lot of squatters, has a lot of buildings in disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not even a slum per se, because usually the idea of a slum is that it's low-income housing that isn't very well kept up. This is quite often squatters more than anything else. But they have solar-powered toilets roll in 4 afternoons a week. They're guarded by attendants, and they're now saying that Portland, Oregon, Honolulu, and New York have inquired about them, seeking solution for similar sanitation problems. There you go. Having public bathrooms accessible has made the neighborhoods known for crime, homelessness, and poverty more livable. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think it's great. The program affords people some dignity to take care of a human need. Two portable toilets with sinks and mounted on a trailer are hauled in by pickup trucks each Tuesday through Friday to 3 spots near soup kitchens and a park area that attract large clusters of people. They're dropped off at 2 and taken out at 9 to be cleaned.
Hmm.
Attendants working for a nonprofit contracted by the city make sure the portable toilets stay sanitary and keep them stocked with toilet paper, air freshener, soap, paper towels, and seat covers. They also give users a courtesy knock after 5 minutes. Basically, before that, people had used parking lots and hiding between cars. So there you go. I think that's great. Interestingly enough, the pilot program was inspired by a group of students at a private Catholic school in the neighborhood. They read poems to city officials about their struggles growing up in the Tenderloin, where they said they had to pay close attention to the ground to avoid stepping on syringes and feces. You had to be cautious. You had to be looking at the floor to make sure you didn't step on poop, but not anymore. A container for used syringes and trash cans are also set up near the pit stops. On a recent afternoon, an attendant locked the bathrooms where there were no customers and swept the nearby area, picking up syringes and needles with tongs. The success of the pilot program is due to employees who make sure the bathrooms are not misused as hubs for prostitution or drug use, as happened with other public bathrooms. We have seen huge success with staffing these facilities and making them decent for people. The program started in July. A request to cleaning feces and urine off sidewalks also dropped by a third. That's great. Which means they're saving the city money as well.
Mm-hmm.
They cost the city about $100,000 a year, but officials have to allocate the funds first. There are plans to assign attendants to the 25 automated public bathrooms first installed 20 years ago throughout the city that are so dirty they're rarely used for their original purpose. There you go.
Hmm.
So the idea being not the bathrooms themselves, but attendants.
Yeah.
There's here's another, I mean, here's the opposite end of the spectrum. Kansas, you're not going to do well on this one. Okay, the headline is that Kansas is planning to ban welfare recipients from seeing movies going swimming on the government's dime. So much for dignity.
Yeah.
The Kansas family receiving government assistance will no longer be able to use those funds to visit swimming pools, see movies, go gambling. The gambling I agree with, or get tattoos on the state's dime. Tattoos seem to me a kind of a gray area. I mean, it's your money. You can do with it as you want. It's just not very wise. These are a few of the restrictions, promises to tighten regulations on how poor families spend their government aid. How about having classes in how to buy better food and how to budget your money rather than telling people you can't go to a movie?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems... I mean, nobody wants to be on welfare. Nobody likes to be on welfare. And for all of you people who are thinking about welfare cheats, most welfare cheats have other sources of income. That's not what they're doing.
Right.
But most people on welfare are barely getting by. It's not a princely sum at all. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are a lot of stores that won't take a food stamps, for example, for tobacco or alcohol,
mm-hmm.
which... according to the legislation, you can't do massages, body piercings, spas, tobacco, nail salons, lingerie. That's a good one. You should also, everybody on welfare should go commando. Arcades, cruise ships, or visits to psychics. I mean, how are you going to do that? They'd also, you can't get more than $25 a day from an ATM. You can't go to a theme park, dog or horse racing, paramutual, sexually oriented business, any retail establishment which provides adult oriented entertainment in which performers disrobe or perform in an enclosed state for entertainment.
Hmm.
If you're asking for assistance, you're sort of less than other people, and we're going to tell you how and where to spend your money. Jeez. I don't know. Double standard. The poor prove they're worthy of government benefits. What can I tell you? I don't know. I like the portable jaws much better. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-99-DR-JOY, Bonnie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I have full custody of a 12-year-old grandson who is turning 13 next week, which is a big deal for him.
Sure.
How do I deal with him when his mother doesn't show up?
Are we certain she's not going to show up?
8 months we haven't heard from her.
Well, but it's her birthday. Did she show up for Christmas? Yeah, she probably did. Cause
it was February. What had happened was I had given her a cell phone because she had no phone. I paid for it for 2 months. I said, after this, you're on your own. She's 32, and this is a really long, ongoing. We've had them full legal custody since 2007, but had them before that. The younger one we got right from the hospital. I said, you will answer phone calls from these kids. I will give you the fact you may be in a shower, but if they leave you a message, you will call them back. This is not a phone for you to get a hold of your friends. If you stop answering calls from these kids, I take the phone back. And sure enough, it started, and I said, it was her weekend, she has supervised access, it was her weekend to come visit, and I said, you know, what time are you going to be ready, I'll pick you up, and of course she had a whole arm-long list of things she had to do, and I said, you know what, either be ready or give the phone back, I'm done. So she gave the phone back, but we haven't heard from her since. And the kids kind of blame me that, you know, well, Grandma, she can't call because you took her phone away.
Well, you can get a disposable phone.
Oh, and she has another one. I mean, she's on Facebook all the time, and you know, but
is there drug involvement? Is that the problem with Mom?
I don't think so. I don't really know. I mean, we hear rumors, but years ago there was a parenting capacity assessment done, and the day the doctor finished it, he called Children's Aid and said, you need to give these kids to the grandparents.
Well, what's the issue with, with your daughter?
I don't know.
Well, if you had to take a guess.
I don't know. The psychologist or psychiatrist, whatever he was, said to me, would you expect a paraplegic to get up and run a race? And I said, well, no. And he says, then stop expecting her to be a mom.
Well, I hear that. I hear that, but I don't hear what the diagnosis is. Is there an issue of retardation?
She's very self-centered.
Well, it sounds like it's more than that.
It's all, I think she's boy crazy.
She's 32.
All her friends. And,
she's 32.
You know, she's... Yeah, she's 32.
She graduated high school?
Yep. Yep.
She go to college?
She took a, well, she took a PSW course and finished that. All her friends, her, I think her oldest friend is 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, there sounds like there's something seriously amiss here beyond the fact that she's not a very good parent. Okay, so listen, I mean, what I would do, I mean, look, the kids know better than you that Mom is not very reliable. And so what I would do is make the assumption in your own head, in your own heart, that she's not going to show up. If she does, that's great. And if the 13-year-old says, gee, where's Mom? Say, honey, look, I don't know. You know, she's as much a question mark to me as she is to you. She does the best she can. And it's some, a lot of times it's not good enough. But it has nothing to do with you. And I know that's a lot for a brand new 13-year-old to accept, but she is who she is. And, you know, the way that we get through our lives is understand, not asking things of people that they can't do. And she's just, she can't do it. And I don't want to make it sound like poor Mom, because
right.
I don't feel much sympathy. I'm not really happy with her either. But, you know, it's, do you know the story about the pig and the scorpion?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. The pig, there's a flood. And so the, you know, the scorpion says to the pig, you know, I'm going to drown. If you you can swim, you can get me across the river. And the pig says, no, I don't want to do this. I mean, you're a scorpion and you'll sting me and I'll drown and we'll both die. And the scorpion says, no, I'm not going to do that. Doesn't make any sense. So the pig says, okay. Scorpion hops on the pig's back. Pig starts swimming. And pig gets about halfway across the swollen river. And sure enough, scorpion stings the pig. The pig, you know, is poisoned and is dying. And so both of them are going to drown. And his last little grunt, the pig says, why'd you do that? And he said, I'm a scorpion. What'd you expect? And, you know, the point being, the way that we get into trouble in our lives is expecting people to be something that they're not, that we see in them. And certainly there's nothing more sentimental, probably, than the role of mother in our society. But that's a hard lesson for a 13-year-old to learn, except... To a certain extent, we all knew it as children. We all knew what our parents' strengths were, and we all knew what their weaknesses was. It didn't stop us from loving them. It didn't stop us from trying to win their approval and their love. But on some level, we knew. And adulthood, I don't think, is the revelation, because I think the revelation comes well before that. Adulthood is the working out of what we've known all along. And so, to a certain extent, I mean, I think that what I would do is not plan on her coming. And if he says, gee, I hope Mom comes, I think it's okay to say, well, I think it's okay to hope, but let's be realistic. Let's plan some things. Let's have a contingency plan here. Will he be disappointed? Yeah. Will you be disappointed? Yeah. Do we think she'll show up? Hope like crazy she does, but it doesn't offset the fact whether she shows up or not. To a certain extent, it doesn't offset the fact that this is a great kid, that you're doing a good job, that in her own way she loves him. It's just not very, you know, it's just not a very useful kind of love.
Well, and they seem to think that I should, because I'm her mom, why can't you just go get her and make her come for a visit?
Well, and you can point out...
I can't.
Well, but you can point
out...
You know,
do anything.
I would point out that not only can I not make her do that, I can't even make you guys make your bed. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I think they're... I would speak to them exactly in the way that makes sense to them. As well, you explain to me exactly how we do that. And you can say to them, look, if you want, we'll pile in the car and we'll go and visit her if that's what you... I mean, you tell me how you want to do this. Because, look, Bonnie, the whole issue with the 13-year-old...
We're not even sure where she lives now.
Well,
so,
but I mean, but
you know.
Here my point here. You could probably find out close, or you could go look. Or I mean, the point is that the problem about being a 13-year-old whose mother... The problem about being a 13-year-old, independent of whether you've got a great mom or a terrible mom, is you feel you have no control, that nobody pays any attention to you. You have no control over anything. So the kids say, you know what, let's go look for mom. I would say, okay, let's figure out how we're going to do that and how long we're willing to do and where we're going to do it. And okay, draw up a plan. Let's do it. Why not? So, because the issue is taking away the sense of victimhood from the 13-year-old and from many of us. I'm saying, what can we do that will make it feel okay? Not good, because good is unrealistic, but what will make it feel okay? And I'd ask them that. I don't think you have to do it preparatory, because, I mean, maybe she'll show up.
Well, and now if she does pop back in, after 8 months, like this is not the first time she's done this.
Right.
Or she, you know, the first time was 6 months and the youngest one was only a year old.
Yep.
So do I let her just start coming again for a visit and wait for her to do this to them again?
Well, but it's not doing it to them. You can ask them. You can say to them, listen, and I guarantee what they're going to tell you. You can say to them, do you want me to forbid her or do you want her to let her come? And you know what do you think they're going to say?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. She
so Bonnie,
in the door,
we
she
have to
hero again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have to negotiate and differentiate the issue between your thing, which drives you crazy that she's being an irresponsible jerk, and she's not being a very good mom, and you're as a grandmother having to do things that you thought you'd already retired from, and their wish, which is under any circumstances, mom shows up, and that's great. So. Because what we're really looking for here is to be, and saying, well, you know, I'm going to keep her away and that'll protect the kids, is not true. They're not going to be protected by that.
Well, and, you know, yeah.
So
and
I think
sometimes
what,
I think
look,
it would be so much easier to just, you know, they'll get over this and move on, but then...
They won't.
Like I said, the dad has already done this because he does this too, and now all of a sudden he's been popped back in again for...
Bonnie,
two
differentiate between your needs and their needs. Your needs is, I don't need this crap. Their needs is, it's mom or dad. So, I mean, and look, think back to your... I mean, think back to your relationship with your parents. I mean, some of us get great parents. Most of us get people who don't have the faintest notion of what they're doing. And some of them luck into it, and a lot of them don't. But as kids, we know, we just, you know, we still love them. And as I said, adulthood isn't the revelation. It's the acceptance. And maybe even the forgiving. But, well, might she show up? I hope so. If she doesn't show up, ask them what will make them feel better and be willing to go along with that unless it's completely nuts. And even if it's just a little nuts, it might, you know, for a short period of time, it makes some sense. If she pops back into their life, would I let them pop back in? I would. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help. A lovely listener called up and said, could you ask Joy to tell us what the name of her book is about on death and dying? And I'd love to, except it's not my book. It's Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, KUBLER-ROSS, who is she's no longer with us, the world's best known authority on that whole concept of the stages of grief we go through. And she wrote two books. She may have written more, but the two that I know of are On Death and Dying, which is the kind of quintessential landmark tome, which is almost unintelligible. It's very, very hard to read. But she wrote a book that I think is much more accessible and much more helpful called Until We Say Goodbye. The original book on death and dying goes through the stages of the denial and the anger and the acceptance and bargaining. And the Until We Say Goodbye is how to help somebody to die, because the only thing harder than dying probably is helping someone to do it, to live until, because the tricky part is helping someone to live until they can no longer live. So it's a very good book. It's KUBLER-ROSS. But it sort of reminds me of, I don't know why that. Well, I have two funny things to tell you. First of all, that Maya Angelou has a new stamp. And there's a quote on it, but it's not her quote. Oops.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I've actually heard that attributed to her before.
Mm-hmm.
Best-known book, I Know Why the Caged Birds Sing. The quotation can also be found in A Cup of Sun, a 1967 poetry collection by children's author Joan Walsh England. Oops. Oops.
It's like, how did that happen? I mean, it's just...
I don't know. It has been widely attributed to her. I've actually seen that quote attributed to her. But the book that Joan Walsh England wrote, A Cup of Sun, was written 2 years before I Know Where the Caged Bird Sings. She said the pronouns of the punctuation are changed from he in England's original to it on the stamp. They did not deny that the quotation may have originated with England. Had we known about this issue beforehand, we would have used one of Angelou's many other works. The sentence held great meaning for her, and she is publicly identified with its popularity. For her part, England seems to hold no ill will toward Angelou or the post office telling the post. I think it easily happens sometimes that people hear something and it kind of is going into your subconscious and you don't realize it. I don't know about the stamp, but I hope it's successful. Wow, that's really generous. I don't know that I'd be quite so generous. It's too late for the post office to do anything about the stamp. A dedication ceremony for the stamp is underway in D.C. Expected guests include the First Lady Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and writer and broadcaster Melissa Harris Perry. If the attribution is indeed mistaken, it wouldn't be the first time the U.S. Post Service has featured an error on its stamps. In 2010, the service issued a stamp featuring the Statue of Liberty. Months later, a collector noticed the image on the stamp wasn't of the New York landmark, but of the Las Vegas replica. I don't know, folks. It's not that hard to check something out, it would seem to me. But what can I tell you? But, I mean, that's why I sort of got a giggle, because someone was calling up to ask me about my book, which is not my book. It's Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. So I have to tell you one other thing, which you guys might not think is funny. You know what? We should, you know, let's put up either the Kansas welfare ban. All right, let's put that up and say, do you think that there should be any restrictions, the government should place any restrictions on welfare money?
Okay.
Okay, why or why not? You can't just say yes or no. You have to say why or why not.
Yes, give us the details, please.
Yes, exactly. We live for the details. We love the details. All right, so, but I will tell you a silly thing that just happened. As many of you know, I cover movies, and the Tribeca Film Festival actually starts next week. Do you realize that we're 1 week away from having to pay our income tax? You've probably already paid yours because you probably get a refund, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you already get your refund?
Yep. Yeah, I did.
Are you buying dinner? Goody.
I've actually already kind of taken care of what I need to take care of with my tax return.
So that means that there's no chocolate in the mail for me?
Well, I can send you some. I mean, I just, you know.
We're not going to. It's going to come COD, but all right.
It might melt on the way, you know, on the way.
Chocolate on demand. COD.
It's a long trip from Minneapolis to New York, you know.
Not in the Great Silver Bird. All right, at any rate, so the point is Tribeca starts next week. And somebody asked me yesterday how long the Tribeca, I was sitting next to a lovely woman from Australia at one of the screenings yesterday, and she said, how long is, I said, are you covering Tribeca? And she said, how long has it been going on? And I had to figure backwards, because Robert De Niro started it as a way of revitalizing downtown after September 11th. So I just subtracted, and I was right, it's 13 years. Because September 11th, obviously, was September, so this is the year 15, so this is 14 years, but September 11th was obviously in September, and the Tribeca Film Festival is basically in April, so I had to figure backwards, so it's 13 years old this year. So there we go, but at any rate, so there is a documentary called, what's it called? I'll have to figure it, I just went out of my head, about the police. About, you know, the group, the police and ICE. So I said, in my own charming little way, to Manny, how do you feel about the police? No, that is what I said. I said, are you a fan of the police?
You're never going to let me live this down either.
Well, no, it's better than the fart jokes. Right? You've had a great week. You've had a great run this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have.
Poor Manny. So I said, are you a fan of the police? And he said, well, I think, you know, most are okay. And I said, well, there are only three. He said, what do you mean? So we figured out he was talking about the police because there's another horrible story about the police today where some guy is now being, some cop is being, I think, indicted for first-degree murder because he shot somebody in the back and somebody got it on tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that we're having a moral revival in this country because people are turning away from whatever it is they're turning away from. It's that we're having a moral revival because everybody's got a camera. And if you screw up, there's a camera everywhere, and you're going to go down, which is maybe not a bad thing. I mean, it would be nice to think that we are all becoming more moral creatures. We're not. We're just becoming more photogenic.
Yeah.
And as someone said, there's cameras everywhere.
And because of the way social media has progressed over the last few years, too, I mean, you've got Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
People are taking these videos, and they're putting them on social media.
Yeah, they're everybody putting them up very quickly before they even, Because there's another story, police eager to use eye-blinding gun against American citizens. This is not a good story. Mm. And the problem is from my point of view, among other things, it kind of centers on Manny's my discussion, is most police officers are upstanding, moral, enormously stressed, relatively brave, not relatively, I mean, I think they are brave on a day-to-day basis, moral, upright human beings who really believe in the greater good. But it doesn't take very many to make everybody distrust the cops. And then we've got chaos. So anyway, I was talking about the rock band. He's talking about the officers. But what can you tell? That's what makes our program fun, is the two of us have completely different sensibilities. And I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.